ABC News.
Winter storm watch kicks into effect over the upcoming weekend. Today, plan on some sun. Highs push up into the 20s. We settle in the teens. Tonight, 20s return. Cloudy tomorrow. Mixed precipitation Saturday into Sunday. Rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. Could see some icy accumulation. We'll keep you posted. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 10 degrees.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Bank. Member FDIC.
With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Kansas again has a voice on the House Agriculture Committee. Congressman Roger Marshall, selected yesterday to be a member of the House Committee on Agriculture for the 115th United States Congress. You'll recall U.S. Representative Tim Huelskamp from the Big First District was removed from the Ag Committee back in 2012. The family of a Kansas lawmaker's 10-year-old son killed last summer on what was billed as the world's tallest water slide has reached a settlement with the amusement park's owner. Terms of the deal filed yesterday in Johnson County District Court involving Caleb Schwab's family were not immediately released. A spokeswoman for the Schlitterbahn Water Parks and Resorts confirmed the settlement but declined to elaborate. And much of Kansas already bracing for a weekend storm, Winter Storm Watch posted across much of the state. Mid-America Network News.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint. More washability, scrubability, and affordability. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer, starting at just $23.98 a gallon. That's up to $40 less than other paints, claiming to do the same things. And it stands up to anything you throw at it, staying beautiful for up to 2,500 scrubs. We count it. Introducing Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer, starting at just $23.98 a gallon. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback proposing to increase taxes and fees for business owners and to boost state liquor and cigarette taxes to address the state's budget problems. The governor also outlined proposals this week to continue diverting highway funds to general government programs, scale back state contributions to public employees, and liquidate a state investment fund. The cigarette tax would increase by $1 a pack to $2.29. That's the tax alone. The state's liquor enforcement tax would double to 16%. Business owners would pay personal income taxes on rents and royalty income that is now exempt. Virgin Mobile says it plans to open its permanent U.S. headquarters in downtown Kansas City and hire up to 100 people. The communication company currently is in a temporary office in the same building and has been renovating the new space for its headquarters set to open the end of this summer. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
With your Nebraska Mid-America Network news on a Thursday, I'm Rick Everett. Human trafficking could carry stiffer penalties in Nebraska under a bill pending in the legislature. Senator Patty Panzing Brooks of Lincoln introduced legislation that would turn various trafficking offenses into more serious felonies. Soliciting a sex trafficking victim would become a Class 2 penalty with a potential sentence of 1 to 50 years in prison. Panzing Brooks is working with Nebraska Attorney General Doug Peterson. U.S. Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska has been chosen to serve on the House Agriculture Committee. The committee assignment gives Nebraska a voice on major federal farm policies, including the Farm Bill. It's also noteworthy because, for the first time in decades, Nebraska will not have a representative on the Senate Agriculture Committee. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Women are playing a larger role in the agriculture industry, from growing the nation's food supply to managing employees to making business decisions. February's Women Managing the Farm Conference, co-sponsored by Kansas State Research and Extension, specifically targets women who want to learn more about managing their investment.
And it's just a chance for them to learn from each other and go back and share that knowledge again. We also have different keynote sessions beyond the networking and also over 30 breakout sessions throughout the 2 days of the conference.
Janet Coons with K-State Research and Extension. For those wanting to arrive early, the Women Managing the Farm Conference includes an opportunity to participate in several pre-conference events, including tours of Hildebrand Farms Dairy and Liquid Park Winery.
We're also providing training in Excel or QuickBooks, and we are also having a hands-on session on ag technology, specifically precision ag, and there'll be some equipment demonstrations with that.
Breakout sessions will cover a variety of farm and farm management topics, along with updates on research being done at Kansas State. Women Managing the Farm Conference is February 9th and 10th in Manhattan. For information, including registration, is available online at womenmanagingthefarm.blogspot.com. Additional information available through Kansas State Research and Extension and your local county extension office.
We have farm finances, production, marketing, agritourism. We're going to hear from some plant pathology faculty here at Kansas State. So they're going to be delivering some sessions on GMOs and working with plant pathology and public health. So those will be some interesting topics as well.
Karen Bolkin, age 76, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the State Line Lutheran Church. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Karen Bolkin. Dolores A. Schmidt Pujala, age 68, of Steiner, passed away January 2nd. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Puala. Laura Fredericks, age 85, of Bremen, passed away on Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Hermansburg, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Fredericks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon, cheesy bread, wheat potato, tomato and zucchini, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, a roll, California blend, and berry blitz. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High's boys basketball this afternoon. Marysville wrestling team at Clay Center this evening. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A major winter storm continues pushing east across the western United States, dumping heavy snow as we speak across parts of Colorado, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, and the mountains of California. Winter storm watches, winter weather advisories already in effect out that way. Winter storm watches have been posted for the upcoming weekend in anticipation of that storm as it moves into the plains Friday night, Saturday into Sunday. Folks in Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, downstate Illinois under that winter storm watch for some mixed precipitation and maybe some measurable ice. Freezing rain advisories out around Chicago and southern parts of Michigan. Bitter cold continues across the upper Midwest. Wind chills in the minus 40s in spots today. Winter storm watch kicks into effect over the upcoming weekend. Today, plan on some sun. Highs push up into the 20s. We settle in the teens tonight. 20s return cloudy tomorrow. Mixed precipitation Saturday into Sunday. Rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow possible. Could see some icy accumulation. We'll keep you posted. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
11 degrees under a clear sky this morning. Winds are light, favoring the north. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that the Wagon Wheel is one of Marysville's favorite dining destinations. But did you know about their rewards program? Get signed up and start earning your rewards like free cinnamon rolls, free burgers, even free ribeye dinners. Every dollar spent is a point earned. It's the perfect spot for dinner between work and the Christmas program or a hearty breakfast before a big day of shopping. Sign up today for your rewards only from the Wagon Wheel.
Are breaking in San Diego. Another Westbrook triple and the Cavs drop another. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, ESPN.com is reporting that the San Diego Chargers are moving to Los Angeles in time for the 2017 season. Former Chargers quarterback and Hall of Famer Dan Fouts.
It's a sad day. There's no question. There's a lot of emotions that I'm feeling about the move. And a lot of them are, it's just a real sad day for a lot of us.
The Chargers notified Roger Goodell and the other owners. An announcement could come as early as today. NBA in Oklahoma City, another triple-double for Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook strips Conley, dashes back, elevates, and dumps down a big time two-hand over-the-head tomahawk dunk.
On WWLS, OKC defeats Memphis 103-95, and the defending champs have lost two straight.
Lillard now dribbles left. They come to trap. He's bumped by Randall. Now Lillard turns, seven to shoot. Gets past Randall. Across the lane he comes and flips it up around and in and is fouled.
On KPOJ, Portland 102, Cleveland 86. The Clippers are on a roll.
Redick for three.
On Fox Sports, L.A. drops Orlando 105-96 for their fifth straight win. Houston's nine-game winning streak is over.
Towns just towers over everybody for the rebound. The putback in traffic is good.
On WCCO, Andrew Wiggins 28 points and the Timberwolves ground the Rockets 119-105 in Minneapolis. NHL history for the Grade 8.
Ovechkin's going to call his own number. He scores!
On the Capitals Radio Network, the Caps defeat the Penguins 5-2. College hoops in the battle of ranked teams, the Jays prevailed. 8th-ranked Creighton defeated 12th-ranked Butler 75-64. NFL coaching carousel, the Broncos' new head coach is former Dolphins defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, and Sean McDermott is the new head man in Buffalo. He was the Panthers' defensive coordinator. And Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney won his second straight Paul Bear Bryant Coach of the Year award. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, on Wednesday, the announcement many were waiting for, who would be on the House Agriculture Committee. And two of the newest members of Congress were appointed from the Midwest, Don Bacon, who represents Nebraska's 2nd District, and Roger Marshall, who is the new congressman for Kansas' 1st District. Bacon beat Brad Ashford, who was a Democrat and a member of the House Ag Committee. Marshall defeated longtime Congressman Tim Huelskamp in the Kansas primary. Still no word on the Secretary of Agriculture. That is now the last cabinet position to fill in the Trump administration. Several factors will come into play in 2017 that will determine the direction of land values. That, according to Randy Dickhut, Senior Vice President of Real Estate for Farmers National Company based in Omaha. He said that in the past 3 years, agricultural landowners in many regions across the country have seen a decline in profits, which have also pushed land values lower. He said this winter, questions abound as to the direction of commodity prices, interest rates, inflation, and challenges to the world economy, weather, as well as U.S. tax law. He said buyers of ag land are asking if it's an opportune time to make a purchase of a farm or ranch, while sellers are asking if the market dynamics are indicating it's a good time to sell land. Depending on the location, quality of the land, and other factors, agents reporting seeing regions and local areas where land prices are stable or somewhat strengthening post the 2016 harvest, and there are other areas where land values continue to decline, Dickhut says. Also, key factors impacting land, interest rates, grain, livestock prices affecting farm and ranch income, also influencing land values, according to Dickhut. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Farm groups are pushing hard for regulatory reforms as the Trump administration prepares to take office next week. But reform bills now sailing through the House may have a bit of a rougher time in the United States Senate. The House has already passed on mostly party line votes, legislation giving Congress greater regulatory oversight and the power to rein in regulatory actions that it opposes. One of those bills is even called the REINS Act, R-E-I-N-S, for regulations from the executive in need of scrutiny to require Congress to approve all proposed major rules with an economic impact of $100 million or more and act within 70 legislative days. But before that bill and others get to the President-elect Trump's desk for his expected signature, they'll need to pass in the Senate, where National Pork Producers Council spokesperson Dave Warner explains that will be a tougher sell.
You need to have 60 to overcome a filibuster for some measures, this being one, this REINS Act. So, it will be tough.
But Warner argues that Democrats with 48 Senate seats should look at the long term and restoring power to Congress to rein in rulemaking overreaches that Congress never intended. Longtime Ag Senator Republican Chuck Grassley from Iowa says many in the Senate won't see it that way and will use the body's filibuster rules to slow or stop the REINS Act.
A lot of liberals won't like anything that takes away the power to write regulations.
But Grassley says he'll push for the REINS Act. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetics Seed Corn ranks among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Seed Corn gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties like Midland 344, 108-day variety with early growth and very good drought tolerance, or Midland 594, 112-day corn that tipped the test yield in 2013, 14, and 15, is a drought guard hybrid and adapts everywhere in high and low yield environments.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetics corn seed at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. 1-800-634-2836.
Over the road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mount Ridge, Kansas, it's MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mount Ridge, Kansas is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. Check the protein. That's what some livestock extension experts are urging producers to do. More about that after this.
Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need power service diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide. Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com.
Marcia Shannon's telephone was not ringing off the hook this year. She shared with Mindy Ward, a reporter for the MissouriRuralist.com, that in previous years, pork producers were calling her a lot, worried about corn quality. The University of Missouri Extension swine specialist says this year there were no calls from producers concerned about mycotoxins, but that does not mean that producers should not be concerned about feed quality, more specifically, the crude protein content. Marcia Shannon notes that over the last few years, crude protein content has been decreasing in corn used for feed. The reason is because of higher yields. She says in 2015, the average crude protein level was 8.2%. That's lower than both 2014 and 2013. According to Shannon, today's high-yielding corn varieties contain more starch, which is valuable for the food and ethanol processing industries. But these varieties also contain lower levels of protein and amino acids. So higher yields equal less protein. There has been a little bit of a comeback in 2016. The latest U.S. Grains Council Grain Harvest Quality Report, which was released in December, actually shows an uptick in crude protein content for 2016 to 8.6%. That is still lower, though, than the five-year average of 8.7% protein. Starch content was lower in 2016 at 72.5%, a decrease from 2015-14, and also the five-year average of 73.4%. However, protein levels vary depending on region. In the U.S. Grains Council report, those states in the upper Midwest saw averages of 8.7% protein, while the lower Midwest saw just 8.5%. Of course, producers feeding corn need to know crude protein content to develop feed rations. And according to Shannon, the bottom line is if pork producers are raising their own corn for feed, they should test it before they start feeding it. She says if you're assuming a 10% crude protein corn, you might, at the end of the day, not have as much as expected. It is best if you can get those analyzed for protein quality. She admits that getting crude protein right was a bigger concern with 2011 and 12 and the $7 and $8 corn for those years. She says now at $3.50, it is a little harder to get that extra $20 to get your corn analyzed, but she says it is something that needs to be done. You can read more about checking crude protein before feeding corn to pigs at www.MissouriRuralist.com. back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting well over 2,500 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings include 15 black cows, 7 to 8 months bred, middle-aged to older, 12 black first calf heifers, 7 to 8 months bred. 10 red steers and heifers weigh in at 4 to 5. 30 black heifers weigh in at 400 to 500 pounds. 10 black steers and heifers weighing 450 to 5. 55 weighing 450 to 650. 36 Charley Cross steers and heifers weighing 5 to 7. 10 red steers, 5 to 650. 15 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. Another 15 weighing 5 to 6. 20 mixed steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 20 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 40 red and black steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 25 black and red steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 12 black heifers weighing at 550 to 650. 59 black steers and heifers, 550 to 7. 75 mixed steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 65 black steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 15 weigh in at 6 to 6 and a quarter. 20 red steers and heifers weighing in at 6 to 650. 34 mixed steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 35 black steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 47 black and white face heifers weighing 6 to 7. 10 Charley Cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 34 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 750. 27 weighing in at 6 to 750. 100 lot, these weighing at 6 to 750. 90 black steers and heifers weigh in at 6 to 8. Plus a number of other consignment listings. Again, 2,500 head of cattle total for the sale today. It's going to be a big run at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 731 from KNDY. Backing off the winter storm now. The brunt of it will move our way likely Saturday night. Looks like perhaps a mix of precipitation depending on where the moisture and the cold front lines collide. We could see rain, a rain-snow mix. Could see a change over to snow. Looks like our better chance is late Saturday into Sunday. Winter storm advisory posted this weekend. Stay tuned. We'll keep you ahead of a storm.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands.